Well, on June 6th, there was oral argument before the Commonwealth Court, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania was defending Act 13 and representing the legislature, and Delaware Riverkeeper Network and seven municipalities and a doctor were challenging the law as unconstitutional. The Commonwealth Court then issued a decision yesterday. It was a split decision. Four justices voted in favor of our request for summary judgment on three of the counts, and three of them voted against us. So we did prevail, and the Chapter 33 of Act 13, which is the section of the law that preempts municipal zoning of gas and oil activities, was thrown out as unconstitutional. So it has been overturned and deemed to be null and void by the Commonwealth Court.
You don't have to worry about this act, but what else are you concerned about at the moment?
Well, the Commonwealth has 30 days to decide if they are going to appeal this to the Supreme Court. So we expect all along that this would end up before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and we don't know for sure at this moment if this will be appealed. But if it is appealed and the Supreme Court hears the case, we are confident as plaintiffs that the law is unconstitutional. It violates the rights of municipalities to protect their residents and natural resources. It is a violation of the due process of law that protects individuals in terms of property rights and their ability to have clean water and clean air and plan for their communities. There are very powerful interests, namely the drilling companies, large energy interests such as Exxon and Hess, and drilling companies such as Chesapeake and Range Resources and Exxon's subsidiary, XTO, Shell. There are all kinds of huge energy companies that are behind pushing this legislation. The drilling interests wanted to have the ability to go to every single inch of Pennsylvania and every single community and do what they wanted. And now they have been deprived of that by this challenge to this law, which has overturned that takeover by the state of municipal zoning of oil and gas activities. We don't expect the industry to go away. As a matter of fact, the industry is as powerful as ever in Pennsylvania in terms of being able to walk all over the regulatory agencies. And you know, we have violations of permits occurring up to 12 times per day in Pennsylvania by oil and gas operators. Now, because of this ruling by the Commonwealth Court, they won't be able to do these activities right up against a home or a daycare center.
I know there are a number of counties that had signed on to fight this Act 13. How many were involved in the end?
Well, there were 67 municipalities that passed resolutions in support of our legal challenge. There are more in the works. As a matter of fact, we have received a lot of phone calls since the decision came down yesterday from municipalities that were in the process of adopting resolutions in support of the challenge. And we've told them, continue ahead, because if this does go to the Supreme Court, we have up until that time, which could be, you know, weeks or months away, to have municipalities express their feelings on this. You know, these municipalities have made it very clear to the court and to the legislature that this is a very unpopular law. People rose up and fought this law, and we expect a wave of dissent that has been expressed through these 67 municipalities that have expressed its support to grow. Even with this decision, if it's appealed, the dissent will grow. As a matter of fact, we're hoping that this is the beginning of people and the residents of Pennsylvania taking back the state from drilling interest and their apologists who sit in elected positions in the legislature and who are unfortunately involved intimately with Pennsylvania's government. So, you know, we believe that the need for municipalities to remain engaged, to remain vigilant, is still great, and we will not be able to put this to bed until we find out whether or not it's appealed and then what the Supreme Court rules.